This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive.
You know what? I think you're making all of this up.
I'm not making this up. Just look at the data.
Well, when you put it that way, nope.
Imagine had he at the State of the Union stood up and said, we've got a pandemic. We got a real problem. Imagine if he had said something. How many more people would be alive?
We are coordinating with the Chinese government and working closely together on the coronavirus outbreak in China.
He said it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm not joking. Like, guys like me were the first in my family to go to college.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that Joe Biden,
why am I,
is the first in his family,
the first Kinnock,
ever to go to a university?
In a thousand generations, to be able to get the university.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You've called the president's rallies irresponsible, yet you praised peaceful protesting.
There is a big difference between people walking and people sitting down, cheek to jowl, shoulder to shoulder, that causes real serious problems.
I'm sorry, are you a doctor?
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is Susan Connors, she's a Democrat. Susan, welcome.
I look out over my Biden sign in my front yard, and I see a sea of Trump flags and yard signs.
She's also a Republican who voted for President Trump in 2016. Julie, welcome.
How are you feeling now, Julie?
Good evening.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. And again, we're going to have a remote broadcast from Precinct 10 Restaurant in Weymouth next Friday, the entire show. And you have to reserve a seat. There's a few seats left. And if you want to reserve a seat, doesn't cost anything. Just want to get the numbers or get on a waiting list if all the 110 or so vacancies are taken. But call 781-335-0010, 781-335-0010. And there'll be appetizers on the tables, which means you can order a drink when you go and watch the entire show. And you'll also get a free copy of What Really Happened. So we're looking forward to seeing as many people as we can. The one we had last year, we had 400 people. This time we're going to have 110. You know the reasons why. Because of the panic. 15 deaths yesterday, 13 of them in Charlie Parker's nursing homes.
There's a lot at stake here.
Mm-hmm. Eight more deaths today. And I don't know. I haven't counted them up to see how many of them were in Charlie Parker's death houses, but I assume that it's probably 5 or 6. Maybe 7. Anyway, 844-500-4242. You know, someone says, you didn't respond to that caller saying the judges don't have the right to make new voting laws. It's up to the legislatures. Nice dodge, but how about it? Do they or don't they have the right? You know, you could make an argument on both sides. You could say the judge can extend the counting to preserve the civil rights of the Democrats who need to steal the election. That's what the Democrat judges are going to say. Whereas the Republican lawyers that are going to be arguing, saying that under the Constitution, under our Republican system of government, it's up to the legislature. And if the legislature is silent on how long the votes can be counted, then you can only count them after the election. You can't count them indefinitely. So you have these two arguments, and the Democrats are ideologues. They don't care about the law, most of the Democrat judges, in case you haven't noticed. So it just depends on who's going to have the majority in these courts. The law is very, it's always been somewhat elastic, but now it's very elastic. We're turning into a banana republic is what it boils down to. All right, time now for the chump line.
Grace deserves a Profile in Courage Award if she had to sit through that entire Joe Biden debacle and cut it up for Howie today.
Actually, I think it was Taylor who cut it up. But my word is a Biden. I'm the first person in my family to go to college, and I'm the first non-Ivy Leaguer ever to be elected president if I'm elected. My word is a Biden. Just ask Hunter.
I won't be nominated for that Profiles in Courage Award because I'm a man.
It's 2020 and everyone's died. Biden's tax plan will never put 720 million women back to work now.
Yep. 120 million dead because of Donald Trump. 150 million dead because Bernie Sanders voted against the Firearms Confiscation Act of 2007. Fuzzy math. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, watching New York students being arrested for going to class, San Francisco contemplating lowering the voting age to 16, and in Florida, after 13 years of madness, Opa-locka City has voted to repeal its ban on baggy pants. All is right with the world.
Biden gets elected, we're going to have a tyranny of altruism for your own good or else.
Right. Exactly. Everything that isn't mandatory will be outlawed or taxed into oblivion or both.
Why does Cheeks and Jowls sound like one of Hunter Biden's favorite strip clubs?
You know, I was wondering if he really said jowls or if he said jowls. It sounded more like jowls to me.
What's a jowl?
I don't know. It's a jowl without the L.
I'm Joe Biden, Joe Biden's husband.
Cheeks and Jowls.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. That wasn't a look of confusion when I was playing that Mexican song for the crowd. That was a look of astonishment. I've never used a wireless handheld Victrola before. I mean it.
Look at what they can do with these phonograph records. Is this song playing at 78 RPMs or 45?
Hey, Howie, what Biden's trying to say is that he's the first Biden in 1,000 years that could even spell college.
Has he called anybody a lying, dog-faced pony soldier lately? It's been about a couple of months, hasn't it? That was John Roberts, the last person he called a dog-faced pony soldier. And then he called the co-ed in New Hampshire a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
1,000 generations would be about 25,000 years. Did the cave people have colleges?
Yeah, Cro-Magnon you.
67 years ago, when President Trump was bumbling the Black Plague, Jill and I were in our dungeon making masks out of papyrus paper.
That's right. And we were chanting 5440 or fight, remember the Maine.
Hey, Howard, did you hear phony Joe Biden yesterday talking about his black brothers and sisters? Sounded like he's going to host Soul Train.
I think he was referring to Corn Pop, wasn't he? And maybe Senator Booker has introduced him to his composite best friend, T-Bone.
Howie, Ed Markey calling. Of course we have to ban tear gas. The tears should be produced from renewable sources, like watching a Boston Patriots game without Tom Brady, or watching a sad movie at the Twin Drive-In.
There's a police organization that has denounced Markey for his statement, his tweet earlier this week, Monday, that said that the police should be disarmed. And the police in Portland are using brute force on peaceful protesters who were gunning down Trump supporters in the street. Peaceful protesters, ban, disarm the police. That's what Markey said. We're going to try to get the chief who wrote that letter on in the 6 o'clock hour.
Boy, Mark, you missed a real sad movie at the drive-in last night.
Marky and everybody else. They just, a lot of those participants in the town hall drive-in came disguised as empty cars. It was kind of like a used car lot on a Sunday morning.
The first volume of Obama's memoirs? Good grief.
Yeah. You know, I read that story in the Wall Street Journal today, and I thought, should I cut this story out and read it? And I thought, nah. I think we've mentioned it about as much as we need to.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, or actually just 1 to 5 in the afternoon, every weekday afternoon, 1 to 5 in the afternoon. Leave your message. Call at 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Then you can leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday, or we might include it in Chopped Chumps, where we place the extra Chump Line messages that didn't make the airwaves at 5 o'clock. We post Chop Chumps as a podcast at 7 o'clock every night after the show. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, watching New York students being arrested for going to class, San Francisco contemplating lowering the voting age to 16, and in Florida, after 13 years of madness, Opa-locka City has voted to repeal its ban on baggy pants. All is right with the world.
Why does Cheeks and Jowls sound like one of Hunter Biden's favorite strip clubs?
Because it probably is. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were a Maine voter, who would you vote for? Susan Collins, Sarah Gideon, or somebody else?
Susan Collins.
74% say Susan Collins, 2% Sarah Gideon, 23% say they'd go for somebody else.
All right. Okay, yesterday we had on Eric Trump, the president's son. He was on a bus, and he was in Saco, Maine, southern Maine. And he was heading out of the state after doing some campaigning. And I thought about saying, well, if you're having dinner, you should go to Ken's place in Scarborough. But then I thought, Scarborough, he's probably heading south. He's leaving the state. So I didn't bother to say anything. And a couple hours later, though, I saw posted on Facebook a picture of Eric Trump at Ken's Place, my favorite seafood restaurant in Scarborough, Maine. And he was with Dave Wilcox, the owner of Ken's, a friend of the Howie Carr Show. And I was so happy and just wanted to check in with Dave Wilcox tonight. Dave, how's it going?
Good evening, Howie. I'm doing fantastic, and I'm still a bit on cloud nine after having Eric Trump visit my little seafood restaurant up here in Maine.
Well, it's not a little seafood restaurant, and it's a great seafood restaurant, and it's world famous, and we love it. And I texted back to him. I tweeted at him that I hope he had the batter dipped fried clams, and he said he did. What did you serve him, Dave?
He was down in Camp Ellis with the lobstermen down there, so of course, being the type of guy he is, he ordered up a whole bunch of lobster rolls and. He actually had crumb clams with homemade tartar sauce.
I was wondering about that, whether he was just humoring me, Dave. But that's okay. That's clams are great too. No doubt about it.
Yeah, he was supporting the lobster man. He wanted to have a nice fresh lobster roll, and I was very, very shocked. I actually was up mailing my sales tax about 2 minutes away, and I got a call from someone at the restaurant saying, yeah, you might want to get back here. Eric Trump's here.
Wow.
So I had no idea he was coming, Howie. It was completely on a whim, and all of a sudden I pull up, and there's the motorcade of state police and Secret Service agents running all around the restaurant, and we had a spot for him and set him up, and he actually dined inside and enjoyed himself. And I have to say that everyone in the restaurant thought he was very respectful and very kind.
Well, listen, after you posted the picture on Facebook, you got some nasty cancel culture woke Bob people writing in and screaming and yelling at you. Is that what happened?
Yes, I've been getting a bunch of that. As a matter of fact, I just got another call like a half an hour ago about someone saying that they would never dine here ever again. And I let them know that, hey, I'm a little seafood restaurant, and I'm open for business, like Paula Page says. You know, I'm open for business. Anyone wants to come support me and help me be able to pay bonuses out to my employees and make a paycheck for everybody every day. That's what I'm about. I'm a hardworking American, Howie. You know that.
I know it. I know it well. And it's not easy to be running a restaurant, any kind of restaurant, especially now in these times, you know, when you got all these new crazy regulations. So some of these people want to put you out of business just because you serve anybody who comes in, including the president of the United States' son. So if you want to support Trump and you want to support Ken's Place and Dave Wilcox, who owns Ken's Place, and he's a good guy, and he has all these locals working for him, all the high school kids from Scarborough and the surrounding areas, they all got jobs there, and it's a great place. How late are you open this year, Dave?
We're open till the October 25th. We're open 7 days a week till then.
October 25th. Yep. And so what time do you open in the morning if people want to come down?
We're 11 to 9 Friday and Saturdays, 11 to 8 the rest of the week. So.
All right. Go ahead.
I also just wanted to mention, Howie, that, you know, if Joe Biden or Obama also decided to come down to Ken's Place and order $300 of food like Eric Trump did and pay for it, I'd be happy to have them. So, and I'd be happy to take a picture as well.
So he wasn't eating on the arm. He paid for it, or the Republicans paid for it. The campaign paid for it.
Yes. Yes, they did.
That's great. That's great. And I'm so happy that he stopped by. And I was really surprised that, cause I thought he was leaving the state, you know, and, but go ahead.
I actually was listening to you, Howie, when I was on my truck. I was listening to you. I was listening to your show.
Yeah.
And he said he was in Stockholm, Maine.
Right.
And I'm like, I wonder if he's going to come stop by my restaurant. And sure enough, the phone rang and I knew right off he was there.
Yeah. So
again, we had no idea.
Yeah, if you're looking for a great place to go for seafood this weekend or all the way up to October 25th, get to Ken's Place. It's off of Route 1. It's on Route 9, I guess you'd call it. That's the way to call it. It's just outside of Old Orchard Beach, Pine Point, Maine. Check it out. Dave Wilcox, I'm so glad he stopped by, and thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it. Ken's Place, Scarborough, Maine. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 413 says, I'll be in Maine next week. I will be there at Ken's. It is a great place. I love it. I haven't gotten up there this year because I didn't know what the quarantine situation was. I hate to admit it that I was affected by any of this BS, but sometimes, you know, I don't want to get hit with $1,000.
Your papers, please.
Yavol. Yavol. But I'm glad I've talked to Dave this summer, and he says he's doing great because he's got all that outside space. You know, Ken's never had any inside dining, you know, when I was a kid, but they put it in, and it's a great indoor dining place. But they're going back to their roots now. Yeah, they have more outdoor. They have less indoor dining, obviously, and more outdoor dining. But they always had a lot of outdoor dining. But get up there, Ken's Place. Scarborough, Maine, the president's son, Eric, thinks it's a great place, and so do I. 844-500-4242. It's that time of the week. It's Friday evening.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper. Many papers carry columns that are produced by the police department, the police log, the police blotter. It could be a standalone story, but all if it's about the local constabulary and you think it's funny, just send it to Grace. And her email address is grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. Or you can fax it to us. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864.
Not to be confused with a mailbox machine.
A mailbox machine, yes.
Please don't send your police blotter faxes in the mailbox machine.
You know, where you drop your ballots off. Okay, thank you, Joe. May we quote you on that. So he's back on the plane heading back to Wilmington, Delaware, I guess now, and having a tapioca pudding. I'd rather be eating some batter-dipped fried clams myself. Okay, so send in your entries in the future to grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time each Friday evening, we read the funniest entries of the week and the two best entries of the week in our humble opinion. Get a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
All right.
All right, here we go. Starting off strong. Government MP caught looking at porn in Parliament.
Crikey, mate.
No.
Where is this?
It happened in Bangkok.
Oh, okay. I was confused. Seriously? By the word Parliament.
A government coalition lawmaker was caught looking at nudes on his phone during a parliament session on Wednesday night, and he said that the explicit photos were sent to him and that he totally was not searching for them.
Isn't that what Anthony Weiner said? How much good did it do Carlos Danger? It's going to do this guy as much good in Bangkok.
Reporters at the parliament caught Ranathep Anuat, a Thai MP, looking at photos of a topless woman and her privates in a messaging app.
So a nude woman.
Yes, a naked woman.
If you're looking at topless and nude
the whole
yeah, it's
package.
Everything. It's a nude woman.
Do we get a song
yeah,
for
I
that?
Think we get a song for that. Of course we do. Woman on a cell phone.
Yeah, beware of the nude pics sent to your phone when you're at work. At first, messages came in asking for help. So he has a story. This is what he's saying.
Anthony Weiner had a story, too.
At first, messages came in asking for help. So I asked what they wanted.
These were the same people who hacked Joy Reid's Twitter account.
Then they said they had some problems.
Uh-oh.
And then these pictures just suddenly popped up.
And after that, he got a text from a Nigerian prince.
Then
who wanted
I asked,
to cut him in on $100 million he inherited from the king.
Then I asked what their intention was, and they said they needed money, so I erased all of the photos.
They needed money. Oh, that's just what I said. 978 says, don't worry about the Maine quarantine. I've driven back and forth between Maine and Mass at least 50 times this summer without issue. Please don't report me to the Janet Mills snitch line. How about the Charlie Parker snitch line? Can you get connected from one to the other?
We have to do our duty. We have to.
Yeah. And Bruce from the Mets says, I'll be taking my old Cincinnati catcher, Dan Bilardello, to Ken's on his first New England visit from Naples.
Oh, so good. Make sure you get the ice cream, too. Oreo ice cream is so good there.
Yeah. I recommend crab cakes and lobster salad and lobster stew as well. As well as batter-dipped fried clams.
In that order?
No, actually, everything is great. Everything is fantastic.
Woman accused of igniting husband's clothes and bedroom closet. This is out of New Hampshire. Wyndham.
Really?
Yes. Police and firefighters recently responded to a home after a husband reported that his wife may set his clothes on fire. So
The captain explained how police have responded several times during the past few months over domestic-related issues, including the night before the wife's arrest. Caitlin Robbins was charged September 8th with arson and criminal mischief.
Is there another woman involved in this, Grace? Do you think this could be an element of revenge?
Yeah, this isn't like a leave the toilet seat up type of situation. You'd be pretty mad to bring out the lighter.
Right.
Apparently, on the day of the arson, she was home alone. But they
home
got
home alone.
They got a call from the husband from an undisclosed location at 10:45, saying he believed she was going to ignite his clothing.
What time? What's the last call in the New Hampshire bars these days?
Oh,
could he have been calling from a licensed establishment?
I have to say, though, he must really like his closet, because if I were the guy and I was not home and she was threatening to light my clothes on fire, I'd be like, go ahead.
The closet is where the clothes are, right?
Yeah.
I thought they usually just threw the clothes out on the front yard.
Right,
isn't
right.
Isn't that the traditional way to
respond?
Come
get your things.
You can get them that way.
Come get your stuff. It's all over the front lawn.
You burn all of the Hawaiian shirts. Oh, my God.
Taylor, you would be the type to be like, not my clothes.
It took me years.
My Frank Sinatra t-shirt collection.
Hey, Officer Mark says the guy in Thailand, the MP, should have said he was conducting his own online investigation. That's a traditional response, isn't it?
Yeah, he thought it might be kompromat.
Yes.
It's official business.
He was trying to rescue, you know, like the feds are rescuing these poor children.
Oh, yeah. That's always the worst when people try to claim that they were doing the investigating.
Right.
And that's how they found it. That is the worst. Someone broke into a home in Guelph, and this is in Ontario, pooped in the dishwasher and left.
In the dishwasher?
Yes.
Poop.
Guelph police are investigating a messy situation that has left officers scratching their heads. According to police, someone broke into a house on Sunday. They're befuddled by this. Someone broke into a house on Sunday, but didn't steal anything. Instead, the culprit pooped on the open dishwasher door and left.
This raises many questions, one of which is, why was the dishwasher door open?
I've never heard of anything like this, said one of the police officers. It happened sometime between 1 a.m. and 8:15 a.m. That's a big window. Isn't there something you can do with a substance like that where you can see how old it is, how long it's been sitting there, like on CSI? The poop seems to be 3 hours old. That type of deal.
I don't know.
But you know what, Howie's really weird? They didn't say if they ran the dishwasher after the poop was put on it. Because that would really make it a messy situation.
Well, they don't want to destroy the evidence.
That's true. Exposed, defiant, and ultimately arrested. This is out of your hometown, Somerville.
Exposed, comma, defiant, comma, ultimately what?
Arrested.
It's a Somerville story.
Do you like
ultimately
that headline?
Ultimately arrested. You know what Billy Bulger used to say on St. Patrick's Day? Why don't they just put a fence around the whole city and give everybody inside 3 to 5?
Oh, seriously. That's my dad's least favorite holiday because he grew up in Southie. He's like, oh, nothing good comes from it. I agree. Exposed, defiant, and ultimately arrested. Somerville police officers were dispatched last Friday evening on reports of a man exposing himself.
Beware, beware, beware of the naked man
at Target. This call came after receiving a similar report.
This was at Target?
Yes. It happens in a few different places. Stay with me. This call came after receiving a similar report of a man matching the same description, exposing himself inside the Target store.
He's naked. I mean, he matches the same description, meaning he's naked?
He might have a tattoo or something. A Somerville pride tattoo. The suspect...
No, Somerville, all-American city.
There we go. Maybe that's on one of his...
Somerville,
buttoxes.
Like Rome, city of seven hills.
Oh, God. The suspect, later identified as Steve Millis, appeared to be intoxicated, according to store security, and he was asked to leave.
Intoxicated in Somerville?
Oh, this gets crazy. When police units arrived, Millis was located outside the store. It appeared he was having trouble keeping his sweatpants up, as they appeared to be loose, and he had to continually pull them up. Millis was ultimately sent on his way.
What do you mean he was sent on his way? You don't get arrested for doing that?
They later learned.
Or did he say he was in a throuple and Mayor Curtatone bailed him out, came down to Union Square?
Say it with me. Throuple.
In Somerville, we call it a throuple.
Like, how do you say the word couple?
Couple.
Throuple.
Throuple.
Oh, gosh. Okay, it continues. It was later learned that dispatch had received a second call for this male who had now made his way to the Burger King. Have it your way. Units responded and located Millis across the street from the Burger King.
Was he enjoying a Whopper?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he was.
Was he being flame broiled?
Somerville Police Dispatch stated that the second reporting party was standing by in the parking lot waiting to speak to police. The reporting party told the officers...
Wait, if you saw somebody naked, Grace, would you stick around and wait for the police to arrive?
No, I do not engage and I do not stay around for anything. This isn't... But she's being a good citizen, I guess. So the reporting party told the officers that she was in the drive-thru of Burger King with her wife in the passenger seat and their four-month-old child in the back seat. She happened to step out of the vehicle and observed Millis at the corner of the restaurant with his pants down and his privates completely exposed. Oh my gosh, this guy made the rounds. When they came, he reportedly made obscene remarks of defiance, then pulled his pants up slightly with his genitals still exposed and stated to the females that they could step outside. The reporting parties told police that they could not believe what they had just seen and said they felt shocked and alarmed by what they had just witnessed.
Why didn't they arrest this guy? Was he an illegal alien or something?
Millis was handcuffed and placed into custody. A subsequent search of his backpack turned up a large meat cleaver. If this wasn't from a local paper, I would think this is fake.
561 says, not all drunk people in public are naked, but almost every naked person in public is drunk.
Yes.
That is correct.
That is true. That is true. This is a story from Bourne, or as Elizabeth Warren might say,
Bourne.
Bourne police reported that a police cruiser was parked at the grass area at the center of the Bourne East Rotary. The officer was monitoring for traffic violations at the time when he observed a vehicle stop in the roadway, blocking traffic. The Rotary, we all know, is heavily traveled. A man exited the vehicle and began immediately throwing items from the bed of the truck into the road. As the officers attempted to engage the man in conversation, he ignored the officers and climbed onto the roof.
I'm on my way to meet my friend at the Burger King. Hold my meat cleaver.
He climbed onto the roof of the vehicle where he began dancing while gesturing to passing motorists. They tried, you know, come down. And that's when he said, what was going to happen today was we gonna die. The man then jumped from the roof, lunged into his vehicle out of sight, only to emerge quickly. Him and the officer had a couple of standoffs. That's when he came out with money in his hand and started throwing cash.
Oh, I read about this. I heard about this. Yeah.
This is when you take interest because you think, ooh, money being thrown around.
Yeah, that never happened when I lived in Somerville, even when they were running undercover FBI agents at City Hall. They were just passing it in envelopes. They weren't throwing it around out on Highland Avenue.
So eventually the officer keeps telling this man to stand down and he keeps running and running and running. So the man deploys his taser and he tased the guy. And that's how they got him.
How much money did he throw out?
It doesn't say. It said a stack of U.S. currency. So maybe $1,000? A stack. I know, crazy stories this week. Guys, when we get back, I have the two winners, but I want to let everyone know that Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. The best bread ever. You have to check them out at your local markets.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
And now back to Police Blotter Facts.
Yes,
Friday.
I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to get right to the winners. Lovely Butts busted for bleach attack.
Lovely Butts? What was her name?
Lovely Butts.
What was her name?
A Florida woman.
Not lovely butt? You sure it was
plural? Lovely Butts. A Florida woman named Lovely Butts allegedly doused a juvenile relative with bleach and threatened to pistol whip the victim during a confrontation Monday night at a Daytona Beach home. She was arrested. She's 64 years old.
Lovely Butts is 64 and she's still Lovely Butts.
Yeah, and you know what? That story's so short that I'm going to actually throw in a different winner and say, woman soils bed with food and attacks boyfriend who refuses to provide money for cocaine.
I think that's the wrong use of the verb soil.
I read the headlines as they come. I do not editorialize these headlines, Howard.
Here's a tip. Don't Google lovely butts.
41-year-old Tamika McGee.
No.
If the mailroom manager were here, I would not be anymore.
You would be like the guy from Parliament. Oh, I was doing research for the show.
Yeah, that's exactly. I am now a Thailand Parliament member.
I am now, my name is Carlos Danger of Norfolk County.
41-year-old Tamika McGee was charged with vandalism.
Tamika McGee.
She's at it
again. Any relation to Bobby McGee?
I don't know. Through the officers.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train.
Howie, I'm actually going to save this one, let you read more about the soiling and the cocaine, because I want to get to this winner, which is a real winner.
And I'm feeling like soiling the bed sheets again.
Oh, God. Maine cops hunt woman leaving dog poop in Trump supporters' mailboxes. She's riding her bike, mask on.
What were those things again? Mailboxes?
Maine. Oh,
what are those things?
I'm sorry.
Machines.
Let me repeat this. Maine cops hunt woman leaving dog poop in Trump supporters' things that people put their letters
in. What the hell is he talking about?
Police in Maine are hunting a middle-aged woman who has been dumping dog poop in Trump supporters' mailboxes. She has been picking up dog feces.
Why can't we all just get along?
She's been picking up dog feces and putting it in mailboxes.
How sick is that?
Specifically for people who have Trump signs outside. She's also been defacing Trump signs.
What town is this
comments.
In or city?
This is Hamden.
Hamden, Maine.
Yeah. The mystery cyclist potentially faces charges for...
Bangor?
For defacing political advertising and vandalism. I am so over all this crap, no pun intended, one local said.
Get it?
But my favorite part is the picture of her on the bike, the surveillance picture, because she's got her mask on. Dun, dun, the dun, nose dun, is exposed dun, a little bit.
Karen.
Poop.
We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.